For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry. Tuesday afternoon, a man mowed down pedestrians and bicyclists in a rented pickup truck. It was along a bike path near the World Trade Center Memorial. At least 8 were killed and at least 11 others injured. The 29-year-old driver entered the bike path at Houston Street and exited at Chambers. That's where he collided with a school bus. It had 2 adults and 2 children. The incident ended near Stuyvesant High School, where students were kept in place until the terrorist was caught. He was shot in the abdomen by police, and he's now in custody. As he jumped out of the truck, he shouted, "God is great," in Arabic, and he had what turned out to be fake guns in each hand. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says it's a very painful day for our city.
This was an act of terror, and a particularly cowardly act of terror, aimed at innocent civilians, aimed at people going about their lives who had no idea what was about to hit them.
Standing at a news conference with Governor Cuomo and NYPD Commissioner O'Neill, de Blasio says he wants all New Yorkers to remain vigilant.
We know it's Halloween night, and we know in the days ahead people will be uneasy. We ask all New Yorkers to live by the idea: if you see something, say something, tell an officer immediately if you see anything unusual, anything that worries you.
NYPD Commissioner O'Neill gives the chronology of the attack, which occurred at 3:05 p.m. on Tuesday.
A male driving a rented Home Depot pickup truck entered the West Side Highway bicycle path at Houston Street, began driving southbound, striking a number of pedestrians and bicyclists along the route. At Chambers Street, the truck collided with a school bus, injuring 2 adults and 2 children. After the collision, the driver of the truck, a 29-year-old male, exited the vehicle brandishing 2 handguns. A uniformed police officer assigned to the 1st Precinct confronted the subject and shot him in the abdomen. The subject was wounded and transported to a local hospital. A paintball gun and a pellet gun were recovered at the scene. The subject's identity is not being released at this time, pending further investigation.
O'Neill says this is a tragedy of the greatest magnitude for many people, for many families here in New York City and beyond. Governor Andrew Cuomo.
The new terrorist tactic, which they've called for publicly, are these lone wolves who commit an act of terror. This is all very preliminary. It's only been a couple of hours, but at this point there's no evidence to suggest a wider plot or a wider scheme. But the actions of one individual who meant to cause pain and harm and probably death and the resulting terror. And that was the purpose.
Cuomo says we will be vigilant with more police everywhere, not because of an ongoing threat, but out of caution.
And the truth is, New York is an international symbol of freedom and democracy. That's what we are, and we are proud of it. That also makes us a target for those people who oppose those concepts.
The investigation into the attack is being conducted jointly by the NYPD and the FBI. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.